Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 17. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to Aaron, to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, This is the word which Yahuwah has commanded, saying, Any man from the house of Israel who slaughters a bull or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or who slaughters it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tent of appointment to bring an offering to Yahuwah before the Mishkan of Yahuwah, blood guilt is reckoned to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, in order that the children of Israel bring their slaughterings, which they slaughter in the open field. And they shall bring them to Yahuwah at the door of the tent of appointment to the Kohen, and slaughter them as peace offerings to Yahuwah. And the Kohen shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of Yahuwah at the door of the tent of appointment, and shall burn the fat for a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And let them no longer slaughter their slaughterings to demons after whom they hoard. This is a law forever for them throughout their generations. And say to them, Any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn among you, who offers a burnt offering or slaughtering and does not bring it to the door of the tent of appointment to do it to Yahuwah, that man shall be cut off from among his people. And any man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn among you, who eats any blood, I shall turn my face against that being who eats blood, and shall cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your lives. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the life. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, No being among you eats blood, nor does any stranger who sojourns among you eat blood. And any man from the children of Israel, or from the strangers who sojourn among you, who hunts and catches any beast or bird which is eaten, shall pour out its blood and cover it with dust, for it is the life of all flesh. Its blood is for its life. And I said to the children of Israel, Do not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Anyone eating it is cut off. And any being who eats a carcass or what was torn by a beast, be he a native or a stranger, he shall wash his garments and bathe in water and shall be unclean until evening. Then he shall be clean. And if he does not wash or bathe his body, then he shall bear his wickedness.